Cola 99.9, Jesse Duran, Melissa, and Lauren. Time for our round one, our first round of Will or No. We play it every Wednesday. We have Cheyenne on the line in Highland, caller number 9. You're our first contestant on Will or No.
Good morning.
Good morning. And you have a chance at these tickets to see TLC live at the LA County Fair on Saturday, May 4th. Everyone else, tickets at lacountyfair.com. We're trying to get you a pair, including fair admission right now. All you got to do is guess whether or not Lauren, our 30-something mom on the morning show, is going to know the answer to the question we ask her. If you guess correctly, you get into a drawing for the tickets. If you are the only one who gets it right, you automatically win. Cheyenne, here we go. Lauren, here's your first question.
Okay.
Since today is our last day to get you into our Escape to Hawaii party, and let's face it, Spam, huge in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
But what state was Spam invented? Cheyenne, will Lauren know what state gave us Spam?
I think Lauren will know.
Wow, I don't know if she'll know this.
Lauren, what state is famous for inventing Spam?
I don't. You know what popped up? I don't know why, but Idaho just popped up in my mind, and I'm just going to go with that.
Idaho, famous for potatoes.
Uh-huh, and
but,
Spam?
But not Spam.
Oh. I was going to guess also randomly Alaska.
No.
Oh, that was a good one, though, if it was Alaska.
It would be my part of the world.
Oh, of course.
Actually, Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Spam originated at the Hormel plant in Austin, Minnesota. That's where it was invented, and that is where the Spam Museum is. You can add that to your summer vacation plan, Cheyenne.
Bucket list.
Going to the Spam Museum in Austin, Minnesota.
I've never had Spam before in my life.
Me either.
You know, Spam was the meat that won World War II. American soldiers eat it, and it was their only source of meat most of the time.
Uh-huh.
Russians claim Spam was the meat that won World War II because we provided it to the Russians. Spam won World War II. Give Spam some love.
Okay. Spam's a beast.
Learn about that at the Spam Museum in Austin, Minnesota this summer. Would you go? Unfortunately, you may not be going to the LA County Fair. You still have a chance if nobody else gets theirs right. Hold on the line, Cheyenne. Hold on.
Okay.
Moving on to caller number 10. We have Iris on the line in Ontario. Got to get yours right to get into the drawing. Lauren, we all have heard of LED lights by now. Many of us use them, but what does LED stand for? Iris, will Lauren know what LED stands for?
Oh my goodness. I'm going to say no. She's not going to know. Oh, I hope she doesn't.
That's a tough one.
Lauren, what does LED stand for? It is an acronym.
It does, and my daughter has those LED lights in her room. Light electric dormant.
She didn't know, Iris. You got it right.
Yay,
good job, Iris.
It
a light emitting diode.
Okay, diode. I've never got.
Light emitting diode. Now we all know what LED stands for.
Uh-huh.
Iris, you're in the drawing, so hold on the line. Hold on.
All right. Yay, thank you.
And moving on to caller number 11, we have Steven on the line of Riverside. Got to get yours right to get into the drawing as well.
Okay.
And we're playing for tickets to see TLC. Her last name is Watkins, but what does T-Boz from TLC have for a first real name? What does her T stand for in T-Boz? All right, Steven. Will Lauren know?
I'm going to say no.
I think Lauren might know this.
What is T-Boz's first name? What is T short for?
T is short for...
Still doesn't have the answer.
I'm going to go with... I don't know. Trina?
Trina is not it.
Aww.
You got it right,
that's
Steven.
Good, though, for Steven, yeah.
What is it again?
Tion.
Tion.
That's a tough one. T-I-O-N-N-E.
Yes, that would have been
not
tough.
A common name.
Tion Watkins, T-Boz, will be performing along with TLC, and you are in the drawing right now, Steven. It is time for Melissa to choose our winner between Iris and Steven, and who is it?
It is caller number 11, Steven from Riverside.
Steven, you won.
Thank you. Nice, let's go.
Hey.
Congratulations, Steven. We got a pair of tickets for you to see Tion Watkins and
AKA
Chili.
T-Boz.
What's her real name, Lauren?
I know it.
Rosanda Thomas.
That's what it is.
Exactly. T-Boz and Chili performing live at the LA County Fair along with Montel Jordan. That is his real name. And this is going on Saturday, May 4th, opening weekend of the fair. You will be there, including fair admission with a pair of tickets, Stephen.
Cool. That's my birthday weekend. Thank you, guys.
Awesome.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
29 again, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We'll have another chance at Will Lauren Know coming up at 8:20, and that'll be for tickets to see Aerosmith on Cola.